RNZ Pacific News, Talofa Lava, I'm Marama Tipole. Samoa's Parliament has welcomed three new MPs, all of whom are women. The new MPs, Ali'i Malemanu Tu'uau, Fa'angasi Ali'i Fiangai, and To'omata Leota were all sworn in yesterday. It brings the number of women MPs in Samoa's 54-member parliament to seven, including the country's Prime Minister Fiame Mata'afa. RNZ Pacific Samoa correspondent Joyetia Fiangai Ma'ali'i told Pacific Waves the appointments are a credit to Samoa's constitutional gender quota, which requires five seats for female MPs.
Prime Minister Fiame congratulated the women and welcomed them. And she also pointed out that this is the second time this constitutional mandate for women MPs have been activated. The first time was in 2016, so it's quite significant.
A three-day state funeral was underway in Papua New Guinea for the country's Deputy Prime Minister, Sam Barcel, who, along with his protection officer, died in a car accident last Wednesday. His coffin has been taken to the Papua New Guinea's National Stadium in Port Moresby, where the public have been invited to pay tribute. Barcel's death has shocked the country, which occurs as the country nears general elections scheduled next month. RNZ Pacific's PNG correspondent Scott Wade told Pacific Waves four military honours were given to Barcel.
PNG Defence Force members carried the coffin. The Prime Minister was there, including all the other cabinet members, and the Prime Minister gave a speech just basically outlining what an honour it was to work with Sam Barcel.
People on Ofo and Orosenga in the outer islands of Manua have been alerted to two positive cases of COVID-19 on the island of Ofo. The Acting Clinical Director of Health, Dr. Elizabeth Lauvau, says the cases are unconfirmed until tomorrow, as any new cases that develop in a 24-hour period since the last COVID report are confirmed the following day. Both Ofo and Orosenga have been COVID-free until now. 2 weeks ago, the first cases of COVID-19 were recorded in the Manua Island group on Ta'au. The Samoa government has started paying a monthly benefit for people who have registered with disabilities. This is part of a $1.1 million grant scheme promised during election campaigns for the 2021 general elections. The Samoa Observer reports that more than 900 people have been approved by Cabinet to receive the new benefit. A representative from the Nua Nua Olealofa organisation confirmed close to 500 of their registered members received the subsidy earlier this month on Mother's Day. Minister of Finance Mulipola Anarosa Ale Molio'o is encouraging people to seek help from the Ministry of Women, Community and Social Development, which runs the scheme. New Zealand is yet to receive a substantial response from Solomon Islands about its security pact with China. The agreement revealed last month took the government by surprise, and the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has called it gravely concerning. The Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta says there's been engagement at a senior official level over the pact, but no substantial response regarding the detail and nature of it.
Not to the degree that we will feel confident as we go forward into having a conversation within the Pacific Island Forum. And in fact, I'm on the record as saying and still maintain that these discussions of Pacific security should be a matter for the Pacific Island Forum.
Nanaia Mahuta says she intends to raise the matter with the Pacific Islands Forum. The government in the autonomous Papua New Guinea region of Bougainville says the reopening of the Panguna mine is now inevitable. This follows an agreement earlier this month between the landowners and the government to reopen the mine, which has been closed down for 33 years. Both parties have agreed to establish a completely new local entity to develop the mine, rather than something with historical links to the mine. This entity would then be jointly owned by the Panguna mine landowners and the ABG on behalf of the people of Bougainville. Bougainville President Ismail Toroama says the Panguna mine was the economic guarantee for PNG's independence in 1975, and in the same manner it will be the economic guarantor for Bougainville's independence. New Caledonia COVID-19 cases have almost doubled, with 452 new cases recorded in the past week, as opposed to 298 on May 10th. This brings the total number of recorded cases since September last year to 61,000. 514. There are no cases reported in hospital, and 574 people have been vaccinated in the past week, more than double the week before. So far, 66% of the population is vaccinated. New Zealand's Pasifika business community is hoping this year's budget will address the mental impacts the pandemic has on Pasifika business owners. Spokesperson Rachel Afiaki Thomoibiao says Pasifika businesses, particularly those in smaller centres, are still struggling to stay operational. She hopes there'll be an increased support for Pacific business owners.
Support business owners who too have experienced the mental health and well-being pressures of actually operating throughout the pandemic. They've had to dip into their own pocket just to look after their staff, sustain their staff, and then for some parts they've had to release staff members, which has had a bigger impact on our families.
The International Criminal Court in The Hague has sent a team of investigators and forensic experts to investigate possible war crimes in Ukraine. It's the largest ever field deployment by the court's prosecuting office. The BBC's Anna Holligan reports.
Murder, rape, forcible transfer, looting. These are a few of the crimes Russian troops are suspected of committing in Ukraine, gathering and preserving evidence like eyewitness accounts, ballistics and forensic material and digital images is a vital part of identifying the people who committed and may still be committing these types of atrocities. The ICC was set up to bring the most powerful, high-ranking officials to justice. The team of 42 investigators and forensic experts will collect clues to try to trace the chain of command right to the top.
To sports news, former Papua New Guinean Olympian Nelson Stone departed on Monday for Kansas to help United States-based PNG athletes prepare for next month's Pacific Mini Games in the Northern Marianas. Appointed as the National Athletics Assistant Coach, he'll be carrying out his first obligation in the next few weeks leading up to the Games on the 17th of June. Stone told the National he'll be training 14 of their US-based athletes who are part of the Mini Games teams with the aim to building a winning culture. Two Samoa players will debut in the upcoming legs of the HSBC Sevens in Toulouse and London at the end of this month. The players are Ati Junior Ati and Yueli Molesi Le Tufia, both of the Lauli'i Club. 20-year-old Ati was one of the two players called by the head coach, Mulianga Tele Brian Lemar, to join the training squad in Dubai, anticipating injuries ahead of the upcoming legs of the highly competitive Rugby Sevens tournament. Also rejoining the 13-man squad is co-captain Melani Matavao from injury, as well as Steve Onosai and Paul Scanlon, who missed crucial matches of the Vancouver leg of the tournament. The Manu Samoa Sevens squad for the upcoming Toulouse Sevens and London Sevens legs of the HSBC World Sevens Series 2022 was announced by the head coach. New Zealand's world number one Paul Cole has advanced to the quarterfinals at the Squash World Championships in Cairo with a straight games win in his third round match. Joelle King was beaten in her third round clash earlier this morning. The All Whites coach Danny Hayes says it was a simple decision to bring Marco Rogers back ahead of next month's World Cup playoff match. The 30-year-old Melbourne Victory midfielder will join the national side for the first time in 18 months after being selected for the clash with Costa Rica in Doha.
The season that he's had, he's been exceptional. So for me, it was a no-brainer to bring Marco back in. Obviously, he's still going through A-League finals. We hope that he goes all the way and wins the A-League.
And Prince William says he hopes teenager Jake Daniels will serve as an inspiration after the Blackpool footballer came out as gay. That's news and sport on RNZ Pacific. You can listen and read more online at rnzi.com.